Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Antigua and Barbuda, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 13, The Digital Era, 2000 to 2010. Entering a New Millennium. The dawn of the 21st century brought with it a wave of technological advancements and global changes that reshaped nations around the world, and Antigua and Barbuda was no exception. This period saw the Twin Island nation begin to embrace the digital revolution, modernize infrastructure, and position itself in a rapidly globalizing world. At the same time, the government faced persistent economic challenges, environmental concerns, and the need to maintain cultural identity amid modernization. For Antigua and Barbuda, the 2000s represented a decade of transformation. Technology began to influence education, business, and communication. Tourism remained the backbone of the economy, but efforts to diversify and capitalize on digital opportunities began to take root. A growing focus on youth empowerment, international relations, and infrastructure improvements laid the groundwork for a more connected and progressive society. The digital revolution. The rise of the internet and digital technology marked a turning point in Antigua and Barbuda's development. Throughout the 2000s, increased access to technology and communication tools began to transform daily life, education, and commerce. Access to the internet. By the early 2000s, internet cafes began appearing in urban centers like St. John's, giving citizens access to email, online news, and global information. Over time, the government worked to expand broadband access across the islands, bridging the digital divide. Education and technology. Schools began integrating computer labs into their curricula, offering students opportunities to develop digital skills. Initiatives were launched to train teachers and provide students with access to modern educational resources, preparing the younger generation for a technology-driven world. E-government. The government began exploring the use of digital platforms to improve public services, including online access to forms, documents, and resources. These initiatives aimed to increase efficiency and make government services more accessible to citizens. The growth of telecommunications. Mobile phones became increasingly prevalent, revolutionizing communication across the islands. Telecommunications providers invested in expanding networks, ensuring that even rural areas gained access to mobile connectivity. These technological advancements brought Antigua and Barbuda into the global digital landscape, connecting its citizens with opportunities for education, employment, and entrepreneurship. Tourism in the digital age. Tourism remained the lifeblood of the economy, and the rise of the internet transformed how Antigua and Barbuda marketed itself to the world. Websites, digital campaigns, and online booking platforms allowed the islands to attract visitors more efficiently than ever before. Key developments included ecotourism growth. With increasing global awareness of sustainability, Antigua and Barbuda began promoting eco-friendly tourism experiences. Visitors were encouraged to explore natural wonders, such as Codrington Lagoon and pristine coral reefs, through guided, environmentally conscious tours. Luxury and niche tourism. The nation continued to position itself as a luxury destination, attracting high-profile travelers, yachts, and events like Antigua Sailing Week. Small boutique resorts and private villas grew in popularity, offering exclusive experiences. Despite these successes, the nation remained economically vulnerable. External factors such as the 2008 global financial crisis caused a dip in international travel, highlighting Antigua and Barbuda's reliance on tourism and underscoring the need for continued economic diversification. Economic diversification and financial services. Recognizing the risks of over-reliance on tourism, the government pursued economic diversification during the 2000s. Key strategies included offshore financial sector. Antigua positioned itself as a hub for offshore banking and financial services, attracting foreign investors through tax incentives and favorable regulations. While this sector brought new revenue streams, it also faced scrutiny from international regulators who called for greater transparency. Information technology, IT. The government sought to attract IT and outsourcing businesses to Antigua by promoting the nation as a location for call centers and tech-related services. These efforts, while in their infancy, hinted at the potential for a knowledge-based economy. Agriculture and fisheries. Efforts were made to revitalize agriculture and fishing, particularly in Barbuda, where subsistence farming and fishing had long been cultural mainstays. Programs promoting organic farming and sustainable fisheries sought to balance economic opportunity with environmental conservation. Youth empowerment and education. The government recognized that the younger generation was key to Antigua and Barbuda's future success. Investments were made in education, sports, and skills training to prepare youth for the challenges of the digital era. Scholarships and training programs. Scholarships enabled talented students to study abroad, particularly in technology, healthcare, and engineering. Technical training programs also provided practical skills for careers in tourism, construction, and IT. Sports development. Sports, particularly cricket, continued to unite the nation and inspire pride. Antigua produced world-renowned cricket players like Sir Vivian Richards, whose legacy encouraged investment in sports facilities and youth development programs. Youth activism. The 2000s saw a rise in youth advocacy for social and environmental issues. Organizations and activists called for greater action on climate change, education reform, and employment opportunities, reflecting a growing political and social consciousness among young Antiguans and Barbudans. Environmental concerns and climate change. While modernization brought new opportunities, it also exacerbated environmental challenges. Antigua and Barbuda, like other small island nations, faced increasing threats from climate change, including rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and coral reef degradation. The devastation caused by hurricanes like Hurricane Lenny in 1999 served as a stark reminder of the island's vulnerability. Throughout the 2000s, the government and local organizations launched initiatives to combat environmental threats. Mangrove and coral reef restoration. Efforts were made to restore ecosystems vital for coastal protection and marine biodiversity. Climate advocacy on the global stage. Antigua and Barbuda joined international calls for action on climate change, aligning with other small island states to demand greater global accountability. These initiatives highlighted the urgent need for sustainable development policies to protect the island's natural beauty and economic future. Strengthening cultural identity. Amidst the forces of globalization and modernization, Antiguans and Barbudans worked to preserve their cultural identity. Carnival and festivals. The annual carnival remained a highlight of the cultural calendar, showcasing local music, dance, and creativity. Events like Sailing Week and Independence Day celebrations brought communities together in pride and unity. Music and arts, calypso, reggae, and steel pan music continued to thrive, with local artists gaining recognition both regionally and internationally. New media platforms allowed Antiguan musicians, writers, and artists to share their work with a global audience. Heritage preservation. Investments in historical landmarks like Nelson's Dockyard ensured that future generations would remain connected to the nation's storied past. A decade of transition. By the end of the 2000s, Antigua and Barbuda had taken significant steps to embrace the digital age and modernize its economy. The decade was one of transition, filled with progress, challenges, and opportunities. While tourism remained the nation's economic lifeblood, diversification efforts, technological advancements, and environmental advocacy signaled a forward-looking vision. The people of Antigua and Barbuda entered the new millennium with optimism and resilience, determined to preserve their cultural heritage while adapting to a changing world. With its natural beauty, strong traditions, and growing global connections, the Twin Island nation stood poised to tackle the challenges of the 21st century. Chapter 14, Political and Economic Challenges, 2010 to 2020. A nation at the crossroads. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the second decade of the 21st century, the nation faced a mix of opportunities and challenges. While progress had been made in modernizing infrastructure, expanding tourism, and embracing technology, significant issues lingered. Economic inequality, political tensions, climate change, and the need for further diversification of the economy. The period from 2010 to 2020 tested the resilience of the Antiguan and Barbudan people. The government grappled with global economic shifts, natural disasters, and calls for greater transparency and accountability. Yet, amidst these trials, the nation continued to grow, finding new ways to assert its place in the Caribbean and on the global stage. Economic struggles and tourism dependency. The economy of Antigua and Barbuda remained heavily dependent on tourism, which, while profitable, also left the nation vulnerable to global economic downturns and external shocks. The lingering effects of the 2008 global financial crisis continued to impact international travel, with slower recovery than anticipated. Tourism recovery. By the early 2010s, the government made significant efforts to rebuild the tourism sector, marketing Antigua and Barbuda as a luxury destination. Investments were made in expanding resorts, improving airport infrastructure, and promoting events like Antigua Sailing Week and the Carnival celebrations. Partnerships with major airlines ensured regular international flights, boosting visitor numbers. Economic diversification efforts. Recognizing the dangers of over-reliance on tourism, efforts were made to diversify the economy. Financial services. Offshore banking and tax incentives continued to attract foreign businesses, though this industry faced increased scrutiny from international regulatory bodies. Agriculture and fisheries. Programs were launched to revitalize agriculture, particularly in Barbuda, where farming and fishing had deep cultural roots. Sustainable fisheries initiatives helped ensure the long-term viability of marine resources. Renewable energy. Antigua and Barbuda began exploring renewable energy options, including solar power projects aimed at reducing the nation's dependence on imported fossil fuels. Debt and aid. Like many small island nations, Antigua and Barbuda struggled with public debt, much of it stemming from the costs of rebuilding infrastructure and addressing economic challenges. Assistance from international organizations like the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and regional bodies provided support, though it often came with conditions requiring austerity measures. Political developments and leadership. The 2010s saw continued political competition, with the Antigua Labour Party, ALP, and the opposition United Progressive Party, UPP, vying for leadership. Political debates centered around governance, economic management, and public accountability. Leadership under Gaston Browne. In 2014, the ALP, led by Gaston Browne, returned to power after defeating the UPP. Browne, a charismatic leader, promised to revitalize the economy, reduce unemployment, and address long-standing issues such as poverty and debt. His government focused on attracting foreign investment and modernizing infrastructure, particularly in tourism and renewable energy. Calls for transparency. While the government pursued ambitious development plans, critics raised concerns about corruption, the allocation of public funds, and the lack of transparency in major projects. Civil society organizations and media outlets played a critical role in holding leaders accountable, reflecting the growing political awareness among citizens. Barbuda's autonomy debate. Tensions between Antigua and Barbuda resurfaced during this decade, particularly around land ownership and economic development in Barbuda. Proposals for large-scale tourism projects sparked protests from Barbudans, who fiercely defended their communal land rights. The devastation caused by Hurricane Irma in 2017 further complicated the relationship, as debates arose over rebuilding efforts and governance. The devastation of Hurricane Irma, 2017. In September 2017, Hurricane Irma, one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the Atlantic, struck Antigua and Barbuda with devastating force. While Antigua escaped relatively unscathed, Barbuda was left almost entirely destroyed. The island's infrastructure was decimated, homes were flattened, and the entire population of Barbuda, approximately 1,600 people, had to be evacuated to Antigua. The aftermath of Hurricane Irma brought immense challenges. Rebuilding Barbuda. The government faced the monumental task of reconstructing Barbuda while balancing limited financial resources and the immediate needs of its citizens. Tensions flared as debates over land ownership, foreign investments, and the pace of rebuilding efforts divided opinion. Climate resilience. The hurricane underscored the vulnerability of small island nations to climate change. Antigua and Barbuda emerged as a vocal advocate for global action on climate change, demanding support for mitigation and adaptation from wealthier nations. Unity in crisis. Despite the devastation, the resilience of the Barbudan people shone through. International aid, grassroots support, and community solidarity helped Barbuda begin the long road to recovery. Environmental action and climate advocacy. Hurricane Irma was a wake-up call, accelerating efforts to address environmental and climate challenges. The government began investing in climate resilience projects, including renewable energy initiatives, solar farms, and energy-efficient infrastructure projects were prioritized to reduce the country's carbon footprint and dependence on fossil fuels. Coastal protection. Restoration of mangroves, wetlands, and coral reefs became critical to safeguarding coastal communities from future storms and rising sea levels. Global advocacy. Antigua and Barbuda became a prominent voice on the international stage, advocating for small island developing states, SIDS, at conferences such as the UN Climate Change Conference's COP. Leaders pushed for climate justice, calling on industrialized nations to take responsibility for their contributions to global warming. Cultural resilience and progress. Amidst economic and environmental challenges, Antigua and Barbuda's cultural identity remained a source of strength and pride. Carnival and festivals. Carnival continued to thrive as a celebration of freedom, creativity, and unity. The festival brought communities together and showcased Antiguan and Barbudan culture to the world. Music and arts. Local artists, Calypsonians, and writers continued to gain recognition, using their platforms to highlight social and political issues. Emerging genres and digital platforms allowed younger generations to share their voices globally. Heritage preservation. Efforts to restore and protect historical sites, such as Nelson's Dockyard and Barbuda's cultural landmarks, reinforced the importance of honoring the nation's history. Strengthening international partnerships. The 2010s also saw Antigua and Barbuda strengthen its diplomatic and economic ties with regional and global partners. Membership in organizations such as CARICOM, Caribbean Community, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, facilitated trade, education initiatives, and disaster response collaboration. International relationships with countries like China and the United States brought infrastructure investments, aid, and tourism partnerships. While beneficial, these relationships also sparked debates about sovereignty, dependency, and the long-term impacts of foreign investments. A decade of challenges and growth. By the close of the decade, Antigua and Barbuda had proven its resilience once again. While economic struggles, political divisions, and environmental disasters tested the nation, the spirit of the people remained unbroken. The recovery from Hurricane Irma, the push for economic diversification, and the rise of climate advocacy reflected the nation's determination to overcome its challenges and build a sustainable future. The people of Antigua and Barbuda, drawing strength from their history, culture, and unity, entered the next decade with hope and resolve, ready to face the opportunities and uncertainties of an ever-changing world. Chapter 15. Navigating a Global Pandemic, 2020 to 2023. A sudden disruption. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the new decade, optimism lingered despite lingering challenges of economic diversification, climate resilience, and political tensions. However, in early 2020, the world faced an unprecedented disruption: the emergence of the COVID-19 pandemic. For a small, tourism-dependent nation like Antigua and Barbuda, the effects of the pandemic were swift, profound, and far-reaching. The COVID-19 crisis tested the government, economy, and people in ways never imagined. Faced with lockdowns, health emergencies, and a collapsed tourism industry, the Twin Island nation had to adapt rapidly to a new normal while working to safeguard lives and livelihoods. The years from 2020 to 2023 became a time of challenge, resilience, and transformation as Antigua and Barbuda navigated a path toward recovery. The immediate impact of COVID-19. In March 2020, the first cases of COVID-19 were reported in the Caribbean. Antigua and Barbuda, like many nations, swiftly implemented lockdowns, travel bans, and social distancing measures to curb the spread of the virus. These actions, though necessary, came at a significant cost. Collapse of the tourism sector. Tourism, which contributed over 60% of Antigua and Barbuda's GDP, came to a standstill. International flights were canceled, cruise ships stopped arriving, and hotels and restaurants closed their doors. Thousands of jobs were lost, and the economy entered a deep recession. Public health challenges. The nation's healthcare system faced immense pressure. Hospitals and clinics scrambled to secure supplies, equipment, and personal protective gear. Testing and quarantine facilities were established, and frontline workers became the unsung heroes of the pandemic. Education disruptions. Schools were closed, forcing a shift to online learning. For a country still grappling with digital inequities, this transition posed significant challenges. Many students, particularly in rural areas, lacked access to devices and reliable internet, leading to concerns about educational gaps. Economic hardship. The sudden loss of income for many families exacerbated poverty and inequality. Small businesses struggled to stay afloat, and the government implemented relief measures, including food aid, stimulus programs, and subsidies to mitigate the impact. Government response and leadership. Prime Minister Gaston Browne and his administration took decisive action to address both the health crisis and the economic fallout. Key measures included health and safety protocols, establishing quarantine and isolation facilities, rolling out a national vaccination program in collaboration with regional and international partners. Antigua and Barbuda received vaccines through the COVAX facility and bilateral agreements, prioritizing healthcare workers, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, mandating mask wearing, social distancing, and curfews to contain outbreaks. Economic relief programs. Providing financial support to affected workers and businesses. Launching initiatives to support the tourism industry, including health certifications for hotels and attractions to ensure a safe reopening. Diversifying economic efforts by encouraging investment in agriculture and local manufacturing to reduce reliance on imports. Reopening strategies. As vaccination rates increased, the government adopted a phased reopening strategy. Antigua and Barbuda became one of the first Caribbean nations to welcome tourists back in 2021, implementing strict health protocols to reassure visitors. The resilience of the people. Despite the challenges, the resilience of the Antiguan and Barbudan people shone through. Communities came together to support one another, and grassroots initiatives provided food, masks, and assistance to those in need. Churches, NGOs, and local leaders played a critical role in raising awareness about health measures and encouraging vaccination. The pandemic also underscored the importance of self-sufficiency. Many families turned to farming and fishing to supplement their incomes and ensure food security. Community gardens and markets flourished, demonstrating the strength of Antigua and Barbuda's agricultural traditions. The role of technology. The pandemic accelerated the adoption of digital technologies across Antigua and Barbuda. Remote work and e-government. Many businesses and government offices transitioned to remote operations, highlighting the importance of technology in maintaining continuity. Education innovations. Schools and educators adapted to online learning platforms, despite challenges with accessibility. Efforts were made to provide devices and internet access to underserved communities. Tourism promotion. Digital marketing campaigns were launched to keep Antigua and Barbuda visible to international travelers during the pandemic. Virtual tours, social media engagement, and promotional videos showcased the island's beauty, preparing for a tourism rebound. Economic recovery and lessons learned. By 2022, Antigua and Barbuda's economy began to show signs of recovery. Tourist arrivals increased as international travel resumed, boosted by the island's reputation as a safe and attractive destination. The government's focus on diversification and climate resilience helped to stabilize the economy and reduce vulnerability to future shocks. Key lessons from the pandemic included the importance of economic diversification. Reducing reliance on tourism became a national priority. Investments in agriculture, renewable energy, and financial services were seen as vital for long-term stability. Building health resilience. Strengthening healthcare infrastructure and preparedness for future crises became a focus of government policy. Community solidarity. The pandemic highlighted the strength of Antiguan and Barbudan communities, emphasizing the importance of local initiatives and grassroots support systems. Climate resilience amid the pandemic. While battling the pandemic, Antigua and Barbuda continued its fight against climate change. Hurricanes, rising sea levels, and extreme weather events remained constant threats to the island's future. The government emphasized the need for climate adaptation and mitigation strategies. Renewable energy projects. Solar and wind energy projects expanded to reduce reliance on imported fuels. International advocacy. Antigua and Barbuda amplified its voice on the global stage, calling for financial and technological support for small island developing states, SIDS, at climate conferences like COP26. The pandemic reinforced the urgency of climate resilience, as both crises demonstrated the interconnectedness of health, economy, and environment. Cultural continuity. Even during the pandemic, Antigua and Barbuda's cultural traditions remained a source of pride and hope. Virtual Carnival. With public gatherings restricted, carnival celebrations were adapted into virtual events, showcasing music, dance, and creativity online. Support for artists. Local musicians, artists, and performers used digital platforms to share their work, keeping cultural expression alive during difficult times. These efforts ensured that the nation's rich heritage endured, even as life changed dramatically. A nation moving forward. By 2023, Antigua and Barbuda emerged from the pandemic with renewed determination. Though the scars of COVID-19 lingered, the nation demonstrated remarkable resilience in the face of adversity. The experience highlighted both strengths and vulnerabilities, driving a renewed focus on sustainability, self-reliance, and community solidarity. The government, citizens, and international partners worked together to rebuild stronger, wiser, and more prepared for future challenges. Antigua and Barbuda's ability to adapt and recover served as a testament to the indomitable spirit of its people. Looking to the future, the pandemic was a defining moment in Antigua and Barbuda's history, a crisis that tested its foundations and revealed its strengths. As the nation moved forward, it carried with it the lessons of resilience, innovation, and unity. With renewed focus on health, economic diversification, and climate action, Antigua and Barbuda stood ready to face the opportunities and uncertainties of the post-pandemic world. The legacy of this period was not just survival, but a reimagining of what the nation could achieve, proving once again that the strength of its people would always carry Antigua and Barbuda forward into brighter days. Chapter 16, Vision for the Future, 2023 Beyond. A nation poised for tomorrow. As Antigua and Barbuda emerged from the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Twin Island nation found itself at a pivotal moment in its history. The trials of the past, economic dependency, environmental vulnerability, and social inequalities, had illuminated both strengths and areas in need of transformation. With the resilience of its people, the government's strategic initiatives, and the support of global partnerships, Antigua and Barbuda began charting a bold course toward a sustainable, equitable, and prosperous future. The 2020s became a decade defined by vision, one where the priorities of economic diversification, climate action, technological innovation, and social equity took center stage. This chapter outlines the forward-thinking strategies and aspirations that continue to shape Antigua and Barbuda as it navigates the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. Economic diversification, breaking free from dependency. Over-reliance on tourism had left Antigua and Barbuda vulnerable to global shocks. Recognizing this, the government committed itself to building a more resilient economy. Diversification efforts focused on new sectors with long-term potential. Agriculture and food security. Renewed emphasis on sustainable and modern farming techniques. Programs to encourage organic farming and farm-to-table industries. Investments in aquaculture and fisheries, ensuring both local food security and export potential. Renewable energy and green economy. Antigua and Barbuda is increasingly positioning itself as a leader in the green energy revolution. Key initiatives include solar farms. Expansion of large-scale solar energy projects to reduce reliance on imported fossil fuels. Wind energy, utilizing the steady Caribbean trade winds for clean, renewable power. Net zero commitment. By aiming for carbon neutrality, the nation seeks to set an example for small island states worldwide. Technology and innovation. Recognizing the transformative power of technology, the government launched initiatives to develop a digital economy. Investment in digital infrastructure to improve internet access across all communities. Support for technology startups and training programs to foster innovation among young Antiguans and Barbudans. Promotion of e-commerce and digital payment platforms to facilitate local and international business. Financial services. The offshore financial sector remains an important economic pillar. Efforts to align with international transparency standards ensure its long-term viability while attracting responsible global investors. Blue economy. Antigua and Barbuda's marine resources offer immense potential. Sustainable development of the blue economy includes marine conservation to protect fisheries and coastal habitats, eco-friendly tourism ventures such as diving, boating, and marine wildlife tours, developing ocean-based industries like seabed exploration and renewable offshore energy, climate action, leading as a small island state. Antigua and Barbuda continues to champion global efforts to combat climate change, recognizing its existential threat to small island developing states, SIDS. Key strategies include strengthening climate resilience, investing in coastal defenses, such as mangrove restoration and sea walls, to protect against rising sea levels, implementing early warning systems and disaster preparedness programs to mitigate the impact of hurricanes and extreme weather. Global climate advocacy. Antigua and Barbuda remains a vocal leader in international forums like the United Nations Climate Change Conference's COP. By demanding climate justice, the nation holds wealthier countries accountable for their emissions and calls for financing to support mitigation and adaptation strategies. Sustainable living. Programs to promote renewable energy, waste reduction, and sustainable tourism empower citizens and businesses to contribute to a cleaner, greener future. Education and empowerment for the next generation. Investing in youth and education remains a cornerstone of Antigua and Barbuda's vision for the future. With a focus on preparing the next generation for global opportunities, key efforts include technology and education, expanding access to digital tools and internet connectivity for all schools, incorporating STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education into the national curriculum, scholarships and training, providing scholarships for students to study abroad, particularly in fields critical to the nation's growth, such as renewable energy, engineering, and technology, offering technical training programs to equip young people with practical skills for modern industries. Youth entrepreneurship, supporting young entrepreneurs through grants, mentorship, and access to financing, promoting innovation hubs to encourage collaboration and creativity among youth. Sports and arts development, continued investment in sports infrastructure to nurture the next generation of athletes. Support for cultural programs that promote local art, music, and storytelling, preserving national identity while inspiring future creative leaders. Cultural renaissance, preserving identity. Amidst modernization and globalization, Antigua and Barbuda remains deeply committed to preserving its cultural heritage. Carnival and festivals. These celebrations of freedom, identity, and creativity continue to bring communities together while showcasing the island's cultural richness to the world. Historical preservation. Sites like Nelson's Dockyard, colonial churches, and sugar mill ruins are restored and maintained as symbols of resilience and pride. Promotion of the arts. Investments in literature, music, and performing arts ensure that Antiguan and Barbudan voices are heard on the global stage. Strengthening unity with Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda's future depends on strengthening unity between the two islands while respecting their differences. Efforts to empower Barbuda include greater autonomy for the Barbuda Council to address local concerns and manage resources, promoting ecotourism and sustainable development that aligns with Barbudan's communal land traditions, infrastructure improvements to rebuild after the devastation of Hurricane Irma and ensure resilience against future disasters. A global partner. Antigua and Barbuda's growing voice on the world stage reflects its commitment to global partnerships and regional leadership. Active participation in CARICOM and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, to strengthen economic and political ties within the Caribbean. Collaboration with international allies for infrastructure development, climate financing, and investment. Advocacy for small island states' interests at the United Nations and other global forums. A vision of hope and progress. As Antigua and Barbuda looks to the future, the challenges are clear, but so are the opportunities. With a focus on economic diversification, climate resilience, youth empowerment, and cultural preservation, the nation is building a sustainable path forward. The strength of Antigua and Barbuda lies in its people, resilient, creative, and determined to shape their destiny. From the struggles of slavery and colonialism to the triumphs of independence and global leadership, their story is one of perseverance and hope. In the face of a changing world, Antigua and Barbuda stands poised to inspire, lead, and thrive. An example to the Caribbean and beyond of what is possible when a nation embraces its past, honors its culture, and looks boldly to the future. A brighter tomorrow. The road ahead will not be without challenges, but with unity, vision, and determination, Antigua and Barbuda's future shines bright. A nation born from struggle and resilience is now shaping its destiny, creating a legacy of progress and hope for generations to come. Our ancestors planted the seeds, we have watered them, and now the fruits of freedom, innovation, and prosperity are ours to nurture and share with the world.